Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of the Super Club. I did Jazz Hands. I am Andy Kwan, and with me as always is Sam Brooks.
So it's a new year?
It's a new year, yes it is.
Did you catch the end of year awards? What did you think of them? Leave a comment below, and maybe we'll get to that later. But, seeing as it's a new year,
seeing
how it's a new start on YouTube, I feel like it's only appropriate that we consult the guide.
What guide?
Well, I have with me a tome from years old called The Ultimate Guide to Vloggers.
You mean a tomb?
The 2017 edition.
What are you talking about?
So, I have a book here, The Ultimate Guide to Vloggers.
You can read
2017 edition. And, okay, yeah, it's a year off, but if you take the numbers and you subtract one, it's still relevant.
Okay.
So, that's fine. But I feel like, you know, YouTube's gone to shit, and no one's making any more money unless your name's Logan Paul. So...
No. If your
let's
name is also...
consult...
Wait, no. If your name is Logan Paul, you're not making money anymore.
No, he is. YouTube is changing the rules to accommodate for him. So, I thought it'd be best if we maybe take some inspiration from
No, they got rid of him. Wait.
Zoella. See what she says about making money. I'm a wizard. Great. No, you're not.
I'm not a wizard.
Let's see what else people in here say.
Okay.
Oh! Jim Chapman.
Who is that?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Okay.
He says, I'm really clever. Good for you, Jim Chapman.
What's happening? I don't understand.
And finally, let's console...
What are we doing, Sam?
One of the big stars of YouTube that we can maybe draw some inspiration from. Now, obviously, we all know this guy. We all know he's very famous on YouTube. He's captured the hearts of many. I am, of course, talking about... Oh, I reached the end of a book. Who am I talking about? Oh, yes. Pete's Jams. Everyone knows Pete's Jams. We all love Pete's Jams.
Does he make jam?
No.
But what does he do?
Film.
About
okay,
jam?
This...
Is it about jam?
This was clearly a bad idea.
Okay.
But take inspiration from us instead. Your friends here at the Supla, where we take books that we don't know where they came from.
Yes.
And we just make up random booking decisions and hope for the best.
That's what we do.
That is what we do. What are we talking about today?
Everything!
Fucking Christ, alright, where are we starting?
Well, let's start with Paige. Because she came back, then she got kicked in the back, and now she's never coming back. To wrestle,
did
that is.
Did she die? Is she dead?
No,
what do you mean she's never coming back?
In the ring, she...
Okay, you should make that clear, maybe.
Yeah, so basically, I think it was at a house show. Somebody, can't remember who it is now, did like a...
Sasha Banks.
That's it, did like a double kick to her back. And then Paige, who has like a history of back problems, basically fell over, couldn't get back up again. And referee did, they get X symbol and... Rumour has it that her career is over because of it.
Well, that sucks.
Yep, that's a pain in the back. So, yeah, it's sad because she's been gone for so long because of some guy.
Not just some guy, it was a myriad of problems that we'll never know the full extent of.
Wait, I'm doing the impression...
I love when you let me know so that I don't talk over your big moment.
That guy. Mm-hmm. So essentially, so she just recently came back.
She did.
And now she's pretty much gone again.
She is.
And this time, forever. I mean, she has been appearing on Raw, but the rumour is that her career is finished.
Yes, it's a bit of a Daniel Bryan situation if we were to draw parallels or comparisons with someone else on the roster who probably could wrestle, but in Paige's case, less likely, unfortunately. And what does this mean in terms of a grand picture? Well, a little stable known as Absolution surely took a hit now that it is just a tag team.
Yes.
In a division that doesn't have tag team championships.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy, do the women in cruiserweights have it tough.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have friends. Well, you can have friends. There's just no point to it.
There needs to be, like, women tag belts or something. But,
But anyway, yes, the idea being that Paige has been officially removed from the Women's Royal Rumble graphic that we've been seeing on social media and, of course, on Raw and SmackDown. She gone. And they posted a article on their website that also said, Paige is no longer in the Women's Royal Rumble match. And you gotta think, fuck's sake. I mean, let's not get a mistaken idea here. I was always a fan of Paige. And when I said, maybe it will be okay if she doesn't ever come back, what I meant was, she is good, but there are women there who are now better. There's a multitude of women there who are on her same skill level, but could easily carry the torch that she set up in the first place. However, as we have seen over the past year or so, it doesn't always work out in any of their favours. Need I remind you of the awful Charlotte and Sasha feud? Need I remind you of the burial of Bayley? Need I remind you of Becky Lynch in general? There's a problem here. And maybe this whole trios thing that they're doing, which is clearly just a transparent way to get more women on your roster so that you have enough women for a 30-woman rumble. Did you know, fun fact, there's only 19 women on the main roster.
So they're going to have to bring people back, aren't they?
And NXT.
Oh. Ooh.
But, here's the thing.
Ronda Rousey.
No. Here's the other thing. An actual thing that makes sense and wouldn't piss me off for the rest of the entire year. They just brought up a majority of the women from NXT. Permanently. To the main roster. They brought up 5 of them.
Okay.
That's a lot. This means that surely they're going to need maybe 5 more from NXT. This could be a problem, but as we all know, just because you're in the Rumble, it doesn't mean you're getting called up.
Yeah, like...
Which eliminates the entire point of them being in it in the first place.
Well, you can
it's argue... almost as if you should have booked a 20-women Rumble match.
Yeah, but...
And it would have been fine. It would have had the exact same rules. It would have had the exact same result. You could still throw them over the top rope. Good luck getting Bliss over the top rope, by the way. You'll have to fucking pole vault her. It would just be the same with less women. And it's fine. You can always say, oh, it's not good for the women, you know, it's repressive, but it's only 20, there should be 30, damn it. Not when you don't have them on the fucking main roster in the first place. Duh. And now you have one less because of Paige's unfortunate injuries. What the fuck are they going to do now? Oh yeah, let's get Molly Holly. All right. Let's get Michelle McCool. All right. Fucking, they're not going to win, are they? What is the point? Really?
I'm sorry, I work in social media and my phone just went off.
Oh, alright, big dick Andy with his big dick social media job is clearly more important than this.
Can we edit that out?
No, we're what? Not. Face your consequences.
Ah, I just pulled my headphone.
Good.
Ah, I've gone deaf. No!
Great, how will we ever do a show now with a deaf lad?
Okay, I've got my hearing back. Right,
point is... Yeah, what is the point of doing a women's rumble when it's clearly set up for failure in the first place?
Not set up for failure.
Come on. And I'm not just saying this because it's for women. I wouldn't say this if they had 30 women. I wouldn't say this if there weren't already established problems with it.
I don't think it's that bad.
Really? Explain yourself, maybe?
In previous Rumbles, you've had surprise entrants, haven't you? Like Road Dogg, or Kevin Nash, or The Godfather, or Mr. Perfect, or, you know, random people. Like, they don't win the thing, they're just there. Like, they just appear to get a part.
Yeah, and that's fine. Don't get me wrong, that's fine. That's one entrant per Rumble.
No, they've done like four or five of them, or six of them being surprises.
Never six.
All right, never five then. Five, four, five.
Not even. There's only ever been no more than three, I guarantee it. There's never been more than three. Comment below if I'm wrong. But
it's gotta be wrong.
This is a third of the Rumble. It's literally one third. With Paige gone, there's now 18 women on the main roster. 12 people. Let's say six are from NXT and six are returning women.
Yes.
That's a problem.
I know.
Because, yeah, right? Because yeah, even if they do call up the women from NXT, where the fuck does that leave NXT? No women. Women's division,
don't have to call
gone.
Them up. You can just...
Ember Moon is just there on open mic night.
Yeah, well, that's almost what it is. It's just to see, A, are they over on the main roster yet? No, okay. Or do people get their characters? No, okay, we'll work on it some more. But the other thing you could...
Yeah, because that worked out so well for Ty Dillinger.
Well, Ty Dillinger was screwed from the beginning.
Oh, was he? That's why everyone was chanting 10, right?
Yeah, and then after that, they went horribly wrong with the guy.
Right, yeah. It's almost as if it's a proven track record of 50-50 with NXT people.
Anyway.
It's not odd.
Well,
all I'm saying is there's problems here, and I'm worried about it. I want it to be good, I want it to succeed, but now with the Paige injury, it's just made it a whole lot worse. Well, because that's one of your big stars gone.
Well, speaking of the Rumble, let's talk about something that could impact the Rumble. Oh, puns everywhere! Bah, 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 that boy! EC3 and Bobo Lashley... is gone.
Bobo Lashley,
yeah, that guy. He's right. Gone from TNA, or they're gone from TNA, GFW, Impact, whatever it's called, the Owl Company. They're now gone. They're gone. Will he be in the Rumble, Sam?
Okay. I know you have very different opinions on both of these guys.
And also,
I know that you're not the biggest fan of Bobby Lashley.
Bobby's not that bad. But also, Liam, in the Supla boardroom, breaking news, has said that Daniel Bryan could win the Rumble.
Ah, yes. His betting odds have increased. I've seen this rumor being floated about on Reddit also. Thank you, Liam. Yeah, he has the same odds of, I believe, Nakamura and Roman Reigns and Baron Corbin, randomly.
I might put... like, some kind of wager with you guys, or him winning.
Andy.
My title.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, like, I will wager that Daniel Bryan will enter. It's like, he's not a wrestler. He can't wrestle for WWE. Is this going to be another Money in the Bank incident?
No.
For those who don't know, my Money in the Bank came around last year, and they had the first ever Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. We had to predict winners for this. Who did I pick? Carmella. Who did Keelan pick? Carmella. Who did Liam and Andy pick? Someone who isn't in the match.
I think Liam went with James Ellsworth. Or am I making that up?
You are making that up.
Okay.
So now, this year, we have the brilliant idea, this new strategy of picking a wrestler who isn't cleared to compete in WWE anymore. What could possibly go wrong with that, Andrew?
Hey, they've unbanned the curb stomp, so anything can happen.
Yeah, let's just send out Daniel Bryan and then he'll crick his neck weird and then he'll die in the ring. Not my words, that's what they think. That's why he's not being cleared, genius, because they don't want a liability or a risk of something bad happening.
Well, to be
fair... If he wants to go wrestle on the indies, go and do that, but you're not winning the Rumble, mate. Why have the betting odds shifted into his favor, do you think?
Fuck knows.
Yeah, fuck knows. Betting odds don't mean anything, right? But anyway. EC3 and Bobby Lashley. Yeah, Lashley has improved a lot. And, you know, we can all pretend like we've seen his matches in TNA, but I actually have. And yeah, it's not bad. I never thought he was bad to begin with, let's be clear. Like, Lashley was in the WWE before my time, really, but I went back and I watched a couple of his matches. It's not bad.
It wasn't terrible, just, but I remember...
It's just the Roman Reigns effect, being pushed to the moon, and he's going to be the face of ECW. And then Paul Heyman's like, what about CM Punk? And then Vince is like, I don't give a shit!
Damn it!
Bobby Lashley!
No, the worst thing I remember about Bobbo's run was two things.
Why do you call him Bobbo?
I don't know, but Bobbo, he spoke like this. He talked like this.
Yeah, all right. And he then wasn't the other great thing, on the mic.
The other thing, though, was that he basically had Brock Lesnar's entrance and stuff.
Did he?
Yeah, he would do like the jump up.
I thought he had Chris Jericho's entrance.
What?
Where he did the thing with the arms and it was like, yeah! It was like Y2J with his arms. That was his entrance, right? He had like the light behind him and he pointed it out.
Well, it wasn't like Jericho's entrance. He just pointed forwards for some reason. And then
he really likes pointing.
So, I don't know.
Oh my god, what if he wins a Rumble and then he does like 2 points to the WrestleMania sign? Oh, I want him to win if he does that.
No, I don't want that.
I want that to happen so badly.
Well, do you think... Right. Okay, so what's the chances EC3 and Bobbo are going to be in this Rumble?
Well, there's always something like this every year. There's always one or two names that people are like, oh, could they be in the Rumble? And they never are. And I think the most recent that was actually in the Rumble is AJ.
Yeah.
But... every year, there's always the same rumors. Oh, Carlito could be in it. Oh, Shane Helms could be in it. And I guess this year, Shelton Benjamin could actually be in it, finally. But besides the point, I'm not going to believe it until I see it. That's my policy with WWE lately. It's like, if I don't see it happening on the TV in front of me, well, on my laptop in front of me, let's be honest, I'm not going to believe it's happening.
Are they doing, like, a Rumble... like, because last year they did the Rumble in front of, like, a billion people. Are they just doing it in a normal-sized arena this year?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, they are. Okay. So, it's not as if the Rumble...
Oh. They're doing it in Philly, right?
Oh, goody! Oh, the last time that happened! Da-da! Da-da! Da-da!
Well, yeah. Yeah, that did happen. God, and it could happen again this year.
Sake, please.
You know what's fun, though? Like, because unlike then, where there wasn't a brand split, now there is. And so one brand will win the Rumble. Unless they just completely fuck it all up and have John Cena win. But never mind that. The idea that SmackDown maybe wins the Rumble this year has got people thinking, because it's Philly... it's Roman. 2 + 2 =
quick math!
Right? So, they're probably going to want to avoid that. So, they'll have whatever pay-per-view comes before WrestleMania. I think it's Elimination Chamber for Raw.
I'm going to look at the thing right now.
Yeah, it's Elimination Chamber for Raw in February. And then in March, SmackDown gets Fastlane. And then April's WrestleMania. So they'll probably do it so that a SmackDown star wins the Rumble. And then Roman Reigns gets to fight Brock Lesnar somehow by winning a shot at Elimination Chamber. Or maybe even on the Raws in between. Basically, he will get his shot at Brock outside of the Rumble. So that leaves him and practically all of Raw, because you're deluded if you think anyone other than Roman is fighting Brock. Just go live in your fairyland where Braun Strowman finally wins the title and we all have a happy fucking birthday.
I want Braun to win the Rumble.
He's not in the Rumble.
How do you know?
because he's booked in a fucking freeway.
So was Roman Reigns is booked in a main event title match, and then he still appeared.
Didn't win though, did he?
Yeah, but I want Braun to win.
Oh, Braun! So do we all. Braun so we greatest. All want Braun to win, but he's not going to because he's in that triple threat.
Braun is the greatest.
I know. Let's all get our fucking raging erections under control for a second here. We all like Braun, but
yeah,
Roman will be fighting Lesnar at Mania.
Oh God, please no, God.
I don't get why you're so averse to this still.
I just don't. I get PTSD. All right, the rest of the like.
But okay, their match at Mania 31 was good. It wasn't great, but it was good for what they had. It had good storytelling, they had good spots. Everything about it was fine. And now Roman's an even better wrestler.
Well,
Lesnar has maybe declined in quality since then. So, you know, it won't be as bad. It'll be better than his match with Taker last year, for fuck's sake.
And it'll be better than his match with Goldberg last year, who's just been recently announced to be put in the WWE Hall of Fame. Like, he'll be physically placed there. He'll go, you live here now.
His statue will be erected time immemorial. Oh, wait, the Hall of Fame isn't an actual building, so what's the point?
Yep.
So, but nah, it's cool. It's cool that they're finally honouring him. It was bound to happen at some point. I'm more surprised as to who isn't in the Hall of Fame at this point, because...
The Rock.
The Rock isn't in the Hall of Fame.
Which is bizarre.
Just a ton of, like, people who you think would definitely be shoo-ins, at least, are not in there.
Yeah.
The Undertaker.
Well,
Daniel Bryan.
If The Undertaker is wrestling this year, which makes last year pointless,
well, there are rumors that he's facing Cena.
I want to see that, but the problem is, why would you give him a big send-off last year?
Well, okay, I've seen this complaint, and I admitted to that complaint as well. I was like, oh, it was a perfect send-off, but now that I know the bigger picture, or at least what I think is the bigger picture, it makes sense. Because, if you remember, last year when he fought Roman, he looked like a fucking corpse. Like,
oh,
literally.
Sweet baby Jesus.
He was awful.
It took him, like, 8 attempts to try and, like, get on Roman's shoulder, and it was just like, nope, not doing that now.
Yeah, leave the memories alone. But yeah, that was because he had a bad hip.
That's what makes me worried.
Since then, he's apparently had hip surgery.
No.
And many people have said that he looks a lot better.
Ooh.
So, that whole leave the hat in the ring, leave the coat in the ring, do not touch for an hour or you will be fired, says Vince. The reason they did that is because it was never guaranteed that he would wrestle again.
What about...
That was more just a... That was just a, like a... Just in case. Break glass in case of emergency, leave hat and coat in the ring, and now that he's better... Why not have an actual good feud with someone who's actually worthy of retiring the Undertaker?
Brum, brum, brum. Brum, 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 brum.
Yeah, he might come back on a bike. Who fucking cares? I don't give a shit. Basically, the idea that he will have a better retirement feud than what he had with Roman Reigns, which was a month's build.
Yep.
No promos at all.
Yep.
And Roman just beat him.
Yep.
Great.
Cena
what a send-off to a fucking 25-year career, right?
It could be the same as when Flair retired, but actually this time he does retire. So, like, Cena can just be like, I don't want to do this. You're the Undertaker. I'm not doing it. No, I've done everything in this business, but I am not doing that. You can go...
And there's the built-in history between the two that stretches back 50,000 years.
Is there history between the two?
Yes.
What?
Remember the Chain Gang? Old rapper John Cena fighting Big Evil.
Is that a thing that happened?
Yes! That's one of John Cena's most early, most famous feuds.
I thought it was...
He fought The Undertaker.
I thought it was Brock.
No! No! It was Cena and The Undertaker.
That's why he called it the FU, because of Brock.
Yes. But then there's also his feud with The Undertaker, which happened at a different point in time.
Did it? I don't...
Yes!
I don't remember that at all.
It happened, Andy, for fuck's sake.
Okay.
Back me up in the comments below. But yeah, there's a built-in history between Cena and The Undertaker. It would be better. So, fuck it. Leave the bike in the ring this time.
Fuck it.
If he does come back as the Biker Taker, then Fine, whatever, you found a way to write around last year's little fucking plot hole, well done. He just takes off his beanie, leaves it in the ring, leaves his gloves in the ring, leaves his bike in the ring, and then he walks out.
No, the bike goes into the ground.
Yeah, but he sits on the bike and just slowly... But it doesn't quite fit because it's so big, so he just starts going upwards.
No, you've got like this, you go, rum, 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 and it's just slowly but surely, rum, 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 and that's the end of
the arena slowly fills with gas and the audience dies.
The end of WrestleMania.
Forever.
Rum, rum, rum. I'm picturing it, rum, rum, rum.
He's just sitting there, like, not sure about it. It's like
oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
You want to do it?
Vince, stop it! Stop the machine!
Turn it off! No, damn it!
And then it just, like, he hits, like, reverse, and it just launches him into the fucking... out of the stadium.
You've done it now. You've gone and made a big mistake. I want him to come back just for that to happen now. That would be amazing. I would just cast aside any problems with the product as a whole and just be like, fuck it, that's funny.
Well,
speaking... So Goldberg's in the Hall of Fame. Alright.
Well, speaking of people that may go in the Hall of Fame one day, Ricochet... War Machine and Candice LeRae have been officially signed by the WWE.
And Andy knows only three of those people, clearly.
Candice LeRae is Joey Ryan's...
No.
...tag partner.
Well, yeah, alright, I thought you were going to say wife. No, that's Johnny Gargano.
My bad.
She's married to. Joey Ryan is indeed the tag partner. World's cutest tag team. Yeah, Candice LeRae, fucking finally, about time... She's great. All the matches I've seen of hers have been top-notch, so it's about time. She could be in the Women's Rumble. That's one problem kind of resolved.
You know who? Three people who won't be.
Ricochet and War Machine.
Yes.
Okay. So, here's the deal. These four people are, like, indie veterans. Ricochet... probably the most out of all of them, because as we discussed before the show went on the air, he's been wrestling in masks when he was 10 years old and had shitty hair. So...
Are you including that bit in the show? Because I feel like you have to.
Oh, I'll put it at the end, it's fine.
Yeah!
So, you got him, you got Candice LeRae, who has also been wrestling for a long time, and then you got War Machine, like, decorated tag team, pretty sure they've been Ring of Honor tag champs, yes. If not, what the fuck... They've also been IWGP tag champs. They've done Japan tours and stuff. They're
I remember when they debuted
wonderful.
And no one liked them.
Yeah, but now everyone likes them. Don't know what happened there. It's weird. But anyway, all of these people clearly have like all of the skills and all of the fucking tools they need to be on the main roster, but just gonna slide you into NXT, let Paul deal with you. Yeah, you'll get a picture of him with his fist up. You'll get the fist pick. As I call it. And that'll be fine. Why not use them on the main roster? I mean, maybe that's what they're gonna do. Like, we don't know fucking jack shit. They just showed up at the fucking PC. We don't know anything. But it feels like they're going into NXT first.
And by PC, we mean Performance Center and not some kind of computer.
They're not Pokemon, Andy.
But WWE have caught them all now.
Oh, there'll be nobody left.
That's their plan.
It'll just be the Young Bucks Russell and Kenny Mom. Omega sitting in the corner.
Going, no! I mean, no!
I'm all in! You know who else is all in, by the way?
Derek!
Mm-hmm.
Alright, can somebody please tweet at Kenny Omega and be like, can you book this guy? And then they'd be like, who is he? And they'd be like, he's Derek. And then see what happens.
Get on that, people. Please. What was my point? Oh, yeah.
Derek.
Why are they sending all of these people into NXT first? Like,
because NXT needs more people.
Does it, though? Well, it has so many people. It has so many people.
I've still yet to go back on my promise and watch NXT again.
Clearly, because you don't fucking know shit. There's so many, like, diverse and interesting characters. Like, the women's division, you have fucking Ember Moon at the helm. You have Nikki Cross running the ropes forever. You have Iconic Duo just being loud and lovely. There's so much, like, stuff in NXT to work with for Candice. Sure. But the case can be argued that the Women's Rumble needs as many people as it can get.
Well, they could. Rusev was in a Rumble before he even debuted on the main roster and just went back to NXT, so it's possible.
No, yes, but this goes back to the problem. That's fine when it's one person from NXT or one person from 205.
If it exposes people. Like, here's the problem with NXT is.
If it's a third of the Rumble, that's a bit of an issue.
The problem with NXT is.
It diminishes the impact.
Not really, because they get called up.
No, it absolutely does.
Let me finish. So they get called up, and then, like, literally, the casual fan who doesn't watch NXT has no clue who these people are. So they rely on the fact that you know them from NXT, when maybe 3/4 of our audience are like, I don't know who the hell this is. So if you expose them to the mainstream audience sooner, before they debuted, they'd be like, oh, that's that person. I remember that person from the Rumble. Like, that might not be so bad.
Can I talk now?
Yes.
Okay. When it's one person, it's unique and significant and memorable because it's one person. When it's a third of the entire Rumble, it is a problem. That's what I have been saying.
So why did they change the logo for the Royal Rumble twice?
Because I can't fucking make my minds up on anything.
I like the original one where it's like Royal instead of like Impact Font. I'm like, what?
Tough shit. You're having the Impact Font and you're gonna like it.
I don't like it!
It makes my job easier. Why the fuck are you saying otherwise? I have that font on my computer already. Shut up!
Because I want to make your life misery.
You already do that enough, Andy.
Yay! I win!
So yeah, I'm excited for Candice, I'm excited for War Machine, I'm excited for Ricochet. He's very polarizing because, ballet!
Shut up, Vader!
Yeah, fuck off, he's good. He's entertaining, that's the important thing. Even if these guys were like shit wrestlers, if I'm entertained by them, then it's fine. Because it's WW Entertainment.
Well, speaking of things that entertain me, Sam.
Hmm?
The Curb Stomp has been brought back to television.
On what better day than Martin Luther King Day?
Oh.
I'm not making that up.
Oh, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm. No, please, carry on. Please dig yourself out of this hole that you've gotten yourself into.
It could be worse.
It's great, isn't it?
Vince could have said, like, some kind
of... Your favourite finisher of a Curb Stomp.
No, it's not my favourite finisher. I'm just saying that there are worse things you could do, like call country shitholes. Just saying.
I don't even know what you're referring to. What a way to replace his new finisher. What is it called? Oh, yeah. The knee. They never gave it a name.
It's not like the knee, like as in like the knee. It's the one knee to rule them all. It's just the knee, like just cash.
Oh yeah, here's John Cena with his signature maneuver, the throw.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, there's a tag team called the Bar, so like
because they are the Bar.
What's the difference? It's the knee. It's the knee. You should just call it the knee.
Which knee?
I don't know, the knee! It's the fucking
His right
knee.
One or his left one?
It's the knee, damn it, the knee!
Everyone has two knees!
But he only needs one knee!
It's not Zach Gowen.
Oh, I call it the knee maker, I don't know! The reindeer! I
don't know. This is why you don't come up with names, Andy. But yeah, alright.
No,
cool,
wait, I'm not done! The name maker!
The Blackout, as it's called, not the Curb Stomp, because this isn't fucking American History WWE, right? Is back. Okay, cool. Maybe he'll have unique hair again. Maybe he'll turn heel again. Maybe he'll become an interesting character again.
Bennett Lynn!
We're one step closer to it. And yeah, I'm a Rollins mark, always have been, probably always will be, but I don't know, I'm not quite feeling this tag team they've got going with Jordan at the moment. I mean, yeah, Jordan's getting better every week, and they're kind of fine-tuning his character to become better every week, and that's good. I just don't know where this is going. I just don't know why they're the tag champs now. Well, and I don't know why all of a sudden
Sam.
The fucking curb stomp, sorry, blackout, is suddenly A-okay, kosher, good for the kids, good for the adults again.
Do you believe...
Despite it being banned and edited out of programming, literally edited out of programming, for years.
Do you think...
What changed?
Do you think they're going to bring back other moves, like the pile driver or something?
Remember that one time in 2012 when they hit the pile driver?
And everyone went mental.
They probably said that exact same thing then too.
It's probably a one-time thing for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for some reason, the fucking broken necks of wrestlers' pasts all cry out in agony as Andy forgets their names. Steve Austin.
Yep. No, that was. Yeah, that was Owen's fault. Oops. Was it Owen?
Just don't do the move.
Yeah,
there's plenty of other moves in wrestling you can do.
Anywho, so yeah, he did a move. Hooray! Speaking of...
The wrestler did a move.
Speaking
this is
people
news.
That do moves, Roman Reigns! He does moves. But what happened, Sam?
What the fuck kind of segue was that?
It was a good one.
Is this the steroid thing?
Yes.
Alright.
Allegedly.
Bring up the big text that says allegedly.
Allegedly.
Our favorite thing to use. Yeah, apparently he's been caught up in a steroids thing because some big dick dealer from fucking Fresno is like, I've supplied all of the drugs to all of these people. And he listed Roman Reigns as one of them. Oh, I am not surprised at all. Why are people surprised about this? It's not like he was suspended for this before. It's not like he's jacked to fucking shit or something. It's not like it's professional wrestling. This just in, Matt Riddle might be using the ganja. This just in, CM Punk maybe doesn't have a good taste for alcohol.
News just in, Sam has a new haircut.
Water is wet. Like, I don't...
No! Water is not wet! You can't... Like, water is not wet, okay? Like, water is already wet. You can't make it wet. It's already wet, dammit!
Why are you yelling at me about water?
Because it irritates me when people say that. Water is not wet.
What?
Water is not wet.
Yeah, it is. Okay, good discussion.
No, no. Fire! Fire! Just, oh, screw it. Just
fire is hot.
Yeah, that's well done! Excellent, good job!
Roman Reigns is in a steroid scandal.
Will this affect his magic alleged push that's gonna happen?
Did it last time?
No.
No. Will it this time?
No.
No. Anything else to round off the show with, Mr. Kwan, that
Whoa.
We can actually fucking talk about?
Well... The one last thing. Jey Uso. Didn't go to
one half of the keepers of the Uso Penitentiary.
Yeah, he didn't go to the Uso Penitentiary. Instead, he got arrested because he drank and...
He went to the actual penitentiary that exists and is a building.
And went broom broom after drinking. And you can't do that. You're not allowed to do that.
Drink driving? No way.
Can't do that.
No. Yeah, okay, so they're the tag champs now, the Usos. One half of them got done for drink driving. WWE releases a statement that says, Joshua Fatu is in control of his own personal actions. And everyone's like, I thought it was Jey Uso. Who the fuck is Jonathan Fatu? He's in control of his personal actions and then will take action based on fucking court, blah, 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 blah. How unfortunate.
Yeah.
They are... A very solid tag team.
They are
the tag team champions. What could this mean? I don't fucking know. I don't work for WWE, so I can't claim to know anything. However, I will say don't be surprised if they lose the tag titles and then maybe disappear for about a month.
Sounds about right.
It's unfortunate, but you know, if you had to lose to any team, you got the New Day, you've got American Beta, you've got Rusev Day.
Is that what they're actually called?
No, it's just what the internet calls them, because the internet's a funny place.
It's a funny place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's fine. SmackDown will be fine. They have enough tag teams there, so I'm not too worried. But I will say, disappointed!
I am also disappointed.
We're going live next week, aren't we?
Oh god, are we?
Yeah, fucking hell, well, yes, we are.
I'm not going
to
be there.
For the Royal Rumble. I'm... And you're not going to be there because you're a dickhead.
Wait, I'm not going to be there because I am going to a professional wrestling event. So, yeah.
No, you're not. You're going to a fucking bar to watch the Rumble.
No, we're going to a Lincoln professional wrestling company and then we're going to go watch the Rumble.
Oh. Well, you have fun with that, dickhead. We may or may not be going live next Sunday then, because I don't know if I can even be there, but fuck it, right?
What if we do it on a different day?
Do it on the Saturday.
Potentially, yeah.
Fucking Christ almighty, Andrew, stop having a life. This is literally the worst recap possible for you to have a life.
I have a life now! I have a life! What do you want me to do?
We'll figure out the live show and we'll let you know. We might not go live, who fucking cares?
Should we do it next week?
We have a website. We have a website that is supla.com. You can get all of our stuff there. You can get cool downloads. You can get fucking articles and shit. We got it all there. We got our own shows on there. It's A+.
Very nice.
You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, which is now in the hands of Andrew Kwan, and he's yet to do anything with it.
You won't tell me what the password is!
It's the same password as everything else, Andy!
Stop saying that out loud!
We are on all social media. You can follow us there. It's the same name as everywhere else. The Supla. And, yeah, I'm gonna go kill myself. Because this dickhead has just completely ruined everything for me. So, take care, everybody.
And we'll see you at the Royal Supla. Supla Rumble.
No.
Royal Supla.
Next week, regular show.
Oh, the next week, which may be a regular show, or it might be the actual live show. We should go live next week. Or whatever. Who knows? We'll let you know.
We can't if we don't have the people, dickhead.
Well, we'll let you know. Goodbye.